I would very much appreciate either volunteers or suggestions as to who might want to fill any of the positions. You can speak to me or Robert ORX or Bill or Josephine, and yeah, try to get it back to the committee here so we can we have a little bit to work with to put up the for upcoming slate. Also, another thing for let's see, on the Hall Effect controller, the Hall Effect device is really an IC, and there are many different configurations of it. So, without knowing the part number, it's a little hard to know. Some of them are open collector, some are fully driven op amp outputs. Some of them have Schmidt triggers. This one obviously wouldn't do that. Anyway, but there are many different configurations. But anyway, it still goes back to it'll take more circuitry to do a positive acting.
Okay, it'll take more than more circuitry, and then we lost you.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, it'll take more circuitry than just hard ORing to do a positive acting. Linear or as it were. In any case, the other thing, of course, I want to remind, if anybody has any suggestions for nominations, you could send it to me or the other guys, but I'm at ns2k at awrl.net is one of the possibilities. Anyway, want to thank everybody. ns2k.
Alrighty, any questions for Jim about that? Well, we need officials. I think, Jim, just to reference, we have a president, a vice president, a secretary, a treasurer, and is it one or two director slots open?
There's one director slot open, and the president has run into the term limit. I'm not absolutely sure if all of the rest of the slate, the vice president, secretary, treasurer, if the current staff want to absolutely maintain, or are throwing their own hat in. I have not heard otherwise, but hey, any suggestions are appreciated. But we definitely have an opening for a trustee, and we definitely have an opening for a president.
Okay, well, I'm going to be obnoxious and suggest that if Steve's willing to take it, that he'd be nominated for the trustee's job.
Comment, Steve?
I don't think he's here. I meant ML, but he could be vice president. I don't know if he wants to do that either, but, you know, that was the other thing. He just can't be president. But that would be one thought, because I think Mr. ML adds a lot of energy to our leadership. I think we want to maintain that.
Yeah, one way or the other. And, of course, depending upon what happens to the vice president, that position is liable to be open as well. But, yes, I agree. Steve does contribute a great deal. He works it very hard. And, anyway, I'll leave it at that.
Okay. Very good. All righty. So get your names in, or get your worst enemy's name into Jim or the other members of his committee for leadership positions. Excellent. By the way, it was something I did the other day that's kind of neat. I got myself a 256K, 256 meg, pardon me, dual video card, and I was going to put one in each of my two desktop machines, and then I decided not to. I put two of them in one machine, so right now I've got three monitors going, two full-time and a third one when I need it. I co-opt my television in my shack to get myself a little more desk real estate, but boy, is that neat to be able to just drag you know, video, you know, control panels on our busy desktops from one video screen to the other. I have two 12-volt 17-inch flat-screen monitors here that are identical. And they suck a lot of 12-volt current, but they really work well. And I've had them for a long time, and I used to use them on with a low-resolution card, a little 32-megabit video card that gave 16 megs to each. But now I can run high-quality video and fairly fast, thank you, on these two monitors, plus the third, which is an HD television, which actually works pretty well as well. So in my in my ham shack now, it's kind of nice because I can actually have nice big panels and plenty of them when I'm especially running complicated logging software or maybe some PSK31. I can have a big panel for PSK31, a big panel for logging. If it was when I'm DXing or anything, I could take the other, which is the television, and run the DX cluster on it, or propagation map or something. It's just marvelous. A lot of fun. And they were like, it wasn't expensive. It was like $60. So, I mean, something to think about, guys. K2BAR.
W2JK with an announcement.
Mr. Don.
Okay, this is a reminder, everybody, that tomorrow night we're having a VE session at the high school in Washington Township. Starts at 7 o'clock. Also, we'll be having one starting at 8 o'clock on the Saturday of the Ham Fest, October 4th, starting at 8 o'clock and running until 10 o'clock on October 4th at the Ham Fest. Be in classroom number 123, which is the door that faces the street, that is the door that's part of the building that juts out from the back. Anybody has any questions, please get in touch with me. Thank you. Back to Ned.
Comment?
Okay, comment?
Yes, K2ZO. Don, I have the permit for you, and I will bring it to you tomorrow night, the paperwork from the school, okay?
Okay, Jim, very good. See you then. Thank you.
Yeah, I have a question for Don. Don, what is the November VE session date?
November will be the 21st. It's the third Friday, 7 o'clock.
And third Friday in December as well?
We're not having one in December. Because of the holidays and all the confusion that goes on, third Friday in December would be the 19th. That's right before Christmas, that week, right before Christmas week. It would be too much going on, so I don't know. I don't usually hold one in December at all.
Okay, very fine. Alrighty. The reason why I was asking is because there's going to be a one-day training session for those interested in crunching for the technician license. The Red Cross is running it on the 25th of October. It's the last Saturday in October. And that day, there will be a VE session, but in case someone doesn't pass it and needs a little more study time, the third Friday in November would be a good follow-on. That's what I was looking for. If you have any interest in that course, email either me, w2ttt@awrl.net, or n2iag, Joel, November 2, India Alpha Golf, at awrl.net. Joel can hook you up. He's actually the instructor, but not the registrar, but he'll point you to who the registrar is, as will I. The other announcement I had, I'll drop it. The other announcement was just a comment about everybody's preparations for Ike and Hannah over the last couple of weeks. Been kind of busy in the weather department. The good news is we had no need to activate, but I want to thank those who did respond for their willingness to get themselves together. I think it's probably time to remind people also to get those, 24-hour and 72-hour go kits ready, not just because you're ham, but because you might have to, God forbid, go somewhere with your family, have copies of birth certificates and all the credit card numbers and bank account numbers and utility account numbers, all that good stuff, and, you know, grandma's social security if you're looking after her, that kind of stuff. So feel free to do that, and as well as anything else, put them in Ziploc bags, put them in a kit to ready to rock and roll. In any case, I have no more at this point, but other than if anyone wants to make a comment about, you know, hurricane preparation and disaster preparation, that's fine. Just kind of curious. There is, by the way, a CERT course starting up in Demarest, I think it is, on the 25th. If anyone's interested, please let me know. I'll hook you up with that information as well. I think all the sessions are in Demarest except for one up at the Fire Training Center. So, anybody have any questions, comments, confusions, please call K2BAR.
Hey, A2BDU.
Helmet, go right ahead.
Thank you, Gordon. If Mr. Dick is listening yet, may I ask him a question? Over.
You can ask him if he's here. Which Dick did you want to speak with?
Mr. Dick still with us, or is he gone? Over.
He is still with us.
Okay, my question is, what is the radio frequency of a lightning burst? Over.
Wow. That's a biggie. I think you can safely say it contains a tremendous amount of energy, roughly below a megacycle, and I think you can say that it falls off at something like 60 dB per octave as you go up above a megacycle. Very rough numbers. It's a kind of an electromagnetic pulse. And by the way, a lightning bolt, most of the time, is not just one object. It's usually three, four, or five individual strikes, or something like a... I think each individual strike is something like 20 microseconds long, a microsecond of rise time, and I think there are milliseconds in between the individual strikes. When you Google the word lightning and find variations of the way you Google it as a search word, you'll find a lot of information. And by the way, one of the fun subjects to discuss with people is, why is every lightning bolt zigzagged? I'll pass that one back to you. My name is Dick, and I'm not sure I know your name. K2RIW.
KA2BDU. My name is Helmut. I thank you for the information, and thank you, Gordon. Thank you, and back to Ned.
That was a nice, concise answer. Wow. That was good. Yep. That's why you hear so much of it in the AM broadcast band, plus the fact that you're listening to generally an amplitude. My demodulator, amplitude modulation demodulator. Can you say that three times fast? Alrighty. Any other questions, comments, confusions for the net? Please call K2BAR.
W2JEK.
This is great. I'm just getting a kick out of this. This was the net that had one question. It's 20 after 10. It's great. Go ahead, Don.
And W2JEK. Yeah, you mentioned the crash course on, I think it was... 25th of October that N2IAG is running, and just what is the location of that course? I have it written down Fairfield, New Jersey. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's at the Red Cross building in Fairfield, but pre-registration is going to be required. In fact, if they don't get pre-registrations, they cancel, so you can't decide like on Tuesday before that you're going to do this, and you really got to make a commitment a little earlier than that, because otherwise they tend to blow off the course.
Okay, good enough to know. I will not be able to attend it anyway. I have a prior commitment to that other event. So, anyway, thanks for the information. Thank you. W2JK, clear.
And by the way, Stuart Alpert also asked me, I'm forgetting Stuart's call, but he's from Farallon. He passed the course I gave, which by no means was as good as what Joel does. I want to emphasize that. And not just out of modesty, but just out of
hard sheer fact. I mean, he's been at it longer and had a better set of slides, although he has shared them with me subsequently, which is very nice of him. But we're probably going to run one in December between Christmas and New Year's again. I have to look at the calendar and see if that makes sense, see who wants to go play. Jim, if you're going to be available, NS2K, I'll tell you right now, we're going to charge more so we don't have to reach into our pockets to feed everybody. That was a mistake. As a practical matter, though, those kinds of courses are good, but Stuart's looking for a general course. He would really like one. I can't blame him. I think that's probably something that's doable. I think the extra is probably too hard to do, but I think the general is probably doable. I think the extra would require a weekend, if not a couple of Friday nights or something like that, to really pound into your head, and that's assuming you're studying on your own as well. Just a thought. Also, by the way, there's Emergency Communications 01 course that the AWRL offers. If you go to the AWRL.org website, you can go look there and take the register for the course. It's like $35 or something. It's not really horribly expensive, and you can do it on your own time over a number of weeks or months, so it's pretty cool. Any other questions, comments, confusions, please call K2BAR.
Comment.
NS2K.
Yeah, depending upon how my Christmas thing goes, usually we head down to Florida, and I know my folks are leaving right after Christmas on another sub-trip anyway, so we'll probably be back right after that. In any case, I'd love to participate in that again, and certainly my pleasure. And the other Red Cross thing, it might be interesting to participate in that, just to see how they go about it. And the third thing is a little reminder for Richard. You have a license renewal coming up real soon. looked up your call, and November 25th. Anyway, back to net. This is NS2K.
And you can do it online through either W5YI, or you can do it through the League. You can do any of these nice sources. They take your credit card online, and they take care of all the paperwork. It's great. It's a wonderful thing. They take your money. They take your typed-in stuff. You don't have to actually send in paper and no mailing. It's no fuss, no muss. It's done. It's a beautiful thing. Anyway, that's a good reminder, Jim. Richard, you catch that?
2JEK with a comment.
Don, go ahead.
Yeah. The ARRL will, for people who are members of the League, handle the license renewal. You just fill out a 605 form and send it up if you're a League member. And we did have a case of a guy that was having problems with the license renewal. And what he wound up doing was joining the League. We have paperwork here where you can actually join the League and we keep it our session. Marty joined the League and I'm sent in his 605 form for his renewal. He was one of these deals where he was expired, but he was in the 2-year grace period. He was having a problem trying to do it. I don't know just exactly what the problem was, but at any rate, it got all settled when I joined in the League. Got a year's subscription to QST and all the League benefits, and one of the benefits was they did the renewed his license. Now, if you don't want to join the League, you can do it, but it'll cost you $14. So you can do it that way, just like a catered test session fee is $14. Charge $14 for a renewal for anybody who's not a member. So just that's something to keep in mind. Although if you have a computer and know how to do it, you can get up onto the UCC.gov website. You can do it there for nothing. Also, from what I've been told, but I haven't done that. I've always gone through that back to net. W2JK.
Yeah, I wish I had realized that because I'm a life member of the League and I didn't realize that. So. I think one time I happened to have gotten something from like a W5YI email, and I responded to that and got my license renewed that way, but neither here nor there. That's great. That's really, really wonderful. As far as league membership goes, you know, it's a nice thing to join the league. You know, they do represent us quite effectively. I know some people have some issues with those people in Newington, but as a practical matter, the League of 2008 is a whole lot more responsive and dynamic and offers a whole lot more services than, let's say, the League of 1968. I'm always saying that because around that time, the league actually hurt itself, hurt amateur radio, in my opinion, with what they called incentive licensing. They actually took away privileges from existing hands. And that was one of the dumber things that was ever advanced by both the league and a gentleman named A. Prose Walker, who was a ham, who was also an FCC bureaucrat. But anyway, well, God rest his soul, and the world is a better place at this time, I'll just say that. We've all, shall we say, become a bit more technologically, shall we say, aware. I think that's societal, too. But just remember, 20 years ago, if you had a handy talkie, you were a geek. Now everybody carries one. They call it a cell phone. Anyway, on that note, any other questions for the net, please call K2BAR.
2AMI.
K2AMI, go ahead, Tony.
It's for nothing, it's social discussion here on this frequency. I'd just like to point out for those who haven't heard, we no longer have a VARA operating station, Red Cross building in Hackensack, notified to remove it, and it was done yesterday, except for the antenna tower and antennas, which will be done hopefully next Wednesday morning. So anybody who's available next Wednesday morning, lots of guys to help lower the tower and remove the parts. The building is going to be sold. Red Cross will leave Hackensack. We're not too sure where we're going next, but we should now have gold boxes ready to go with the Red Cross when the time comes. That will be Barra's next function. Gold box ready and prepared to go to a shelter. So, that's about it, Gordon.
Well, you know, you bring up a good point. I think what we might want to do is have Barra get some of these orange cases that I use and set up those go boxes ready to go with complete stuff. I think that might be useful, switching power supply, you know, 50-foot extension cord, a hunk of, you know, 50s of antenna cable, you know, light antenna cable, a couple of antennas that break down, radio, maybe a battery. Periodically we could bring them and charge them up and get them all squared away. But I think it's something to think about, Tony. They don't have to be kept in the garage. They could be kept at, you know, somebody's station, perhaps yours. I think you're the keeper of the antenna analyzer, so it would make good sense to have that, perhaps if you're willing to host it. Maybe Bob would host it, AIU. That might be a good task for him to consider doing as well. But I think we need to have some orderly packaging and complete with a checklist of what should be in there, et cetera. In fact, if we're going to use them periodically, maybe every 3 months we bring them to a meeting and we replace the, you know, maybe we even throw, you know, 2-quart water bottles in there, 2 2-liter water bottles, 2 1-liter water bottles, pardon me, and a box of breakfast bars or something in there, and we just replace it every 3 months or every 4 months. I think that might be a good idea. Could do that at a meeting one time. It'd be kind of fun. You could even do it at kit night. So it's just something to think about. K2AMI, K2BAR.
Good, but it would probably would work just as well if, rather than have a central location for the orange boxes, it's a number of individuals. Set them up, and we'll have extra ones in a while, and they look like available when the situation is. It might be more universal and more quicker response if you'll fit me in.
It's a great idea. In fact, the stuff that you stick in there, even like little, you know, overnight snacks, things like that, like one-day food supply of, let's say, breakfast bars or something, or protein bars or whatever, they can be, you know, every 3-4 months given out at the at the kid night, and that way they get restocked at that time. They'd become the snack of the evening, if you will. So it's something to think about. As far as decentralizing, I think that's great. Pick a couple of operators who are likely to come when there's you know, stuff going on, and also come to kit night. And I think that probably would be a good mix, and get these boxes fairly standardized, and away we go.
Yes, way to go. Decentralization of the equipment. Okay. That's about it for tonight. One other fine point, that is, if you have a vanity call sign, pay for that when it comes time to renew.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. And I just did that a couple of years back. I think Nancy has to renew her license, or did she already? I think she just renewed, actually. So anyway, very good. Anything else? K2BAR. Alrighty, just for reference, folks, I'm going to go to 50.125 for a couple minutes, and probably also to 144.200, make some noise, see what's going on. So if anyone wants to join me up there, you're more than welcome to do so. I'll keep an ear out here on 7-9 in case someone has any questions, comments, or confusions while I'm doing that. But I'm going to go on 6 and 2 meter sideband for just a little while, see what we can shake up. So, any final announcements, questions, comments, confusions for the net before we secure K2BAR? Alrighty. Well, station would like to thank N2OEL, NS2K, K2ZOK, F2ID, K2AMI, K2ZC, K2BDU, KC2SGF, KC2ORX, W2JEK, WITW, K2DSL, KC2PYB for his one question. That is the question of the night, and Noel for his one comment, although God knows we managed to stretch it out for an hour and 37 minutes. And last but not least, our guest operator and mentor, role model, whatever you want to call it, Dick K2RAW. Thank you very much for checking in as well, sir. And maybe we'll see you on 2-meter sideband in a little bit. Actually, if I knew which antenna was 432 right now, as I shuffled coax, I'd offer to get on 432. Maybe I could still do that. We'll see. So anyway, this is W2TTT for K2BAR. Thank you very much. And thanking the Bergen County FM Association, we encourage support for the use of their repeaters. Godspeed all.